Thank you and good morning. The County Critical Incident Response Team, which investigates officer-involved shootings, has completed its investigation into the standoff and shooting of David Fulton, an incident that began on the morning of August 17th and ended in the early morning hours on August 18th. Fulton had fired shots at property managers at his apartment complex in McKinleyville and then fired on a sheriff's deputy who was the first on scene that morning. That Humboldt deputy, James Mowry, returned fire before Fulton retreated into his apartment to begin the standoff. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded with an armored vehicle and members of its SWAT team to assist, and it was those team members who were fired on by Fulton during a shift change the next morning. Mendocino Deputy Sergeant Joseph Comer, Lieutenant Jason Caldillo, along with Deputies Corey Bender and Zay Manuel, were joined by Ukiah Police Officer Jason Chapman when they fired back at Fulton, who was subsequently shot and killed. The results of the investigation have been turned over to the district attorney. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 24-year-old Sean Eugene Hoff Jr., who was wanted in connection with a shooting incident that involved a state fish and wildlife warden in the early morning hours last Sunday. The warden came across a vehicle that contained several people who he suspected were using a spotlight to hunt deer. When the warden attempted a traffic stop, the driver of the pickup fled the scene, and someone, suspected to be Hoff, fired several rounds at the warden. The truck was later found wrecked after the driver lost control, and all occupants fled the scene on foot. A Ramey warrant has been issued for Hoff's arrest. The district attorney's office has announced that 60-year-old Phillipsville resident Earl Orr has pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter and the use of a firearm in the shooting death of Phillipsville resident Jessica Hare in April of last year. When deputies reached the scene, they found Hare dead from a gunshot wound, and witnesses identified Orr as the shooter. They reported he had been drunk and belligerent, and he was found asleep in his trailer a few hours later. Deputies recovered the weapon used in the shooting, and Hare said in interviews that he had no recollection of the shooting because he was so drunk. Hare will serve 14 years in prison after he is sentenced on September 22nd by Judge Marilyn Miles. If you're going to drive through Eureka over the next several days, or walk or bike for that matter, be aware that road work will be underway on Henderson Street from H to D Streets as repaving work is started. Other crews will repave 7th Street between E and I, and the work is expected to last through Friday. Traffic detours and lane closures will be in place, and motorists are urged to use caution. Jordan Christmas has news from the CHP.
With school back in session, the California Highway Patrol wants to remind the public to be cautious when driving through the school zones during the morning and the afternoon. This will be the second year where school zones will have the speed limit reduced from 25 miles per hour to 15, and residents are urged to abstain from using their cell phones while driving or any other dangerous driving habits.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Association of Governments approved a local ballot measure in May that would add a half-cent sales tax increase to any purchase with the revenue earmarked for road maintenance. The county maintains more than 12,000 miles of roads, and road maintenance funding from the state has been steadily shrinking. But it's not just county roads that need maintenance. County facilities and buildings are in desperate need of some attention as well. Supervisor Estelle Fennell spoke to the issue of a building maintenance backlog and pointed out that the county is currently addressing issues with access for the handicapped.
Right now, our biggest concern with regard to county facilities is compliance with the ADA. We've committed to getting it all taken care of in 3 years. All county buildings should be ADA compliant. We're hiring an ADA compliance coordinator. We've already committed about $1.5 million to it, and there'll be more.
In addition to coming into ADA compliance, county buildings and facilities still need regular upkeep, and they don't get it.
We have issues like we had down in Garberville, where the vets hall had to be closed because of mold issues, and part of that is, you know, just bare minimum maintenance. Honestly, we've got that not just on our roads, but also in our county buildings. It's not great.
Whether it's for buildings or roads, funding for necessary maintenance and repairs to county infrastructure is a must. And with no action from the state, the county must do the best it can. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.